This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And this is Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene to look at a show called To Become Visible, Archaic Petroglyphs in Oregon Country. The show is primarily photographs, also some paintings and mosaics. It was curated by Douglas Beauchamp here in Eugene. Four artists. What'd you see, Sandy?
Well, I saw a lot of petroglyphs. I had a big question right from the beginning. That was, how was I supposed to understand these photographs, primarily of petroglyphs, as art? And I asked Douglas Beauchamp that question directly, and he sort of sidestepped toward this is anthropology or, you know, archaeology, right, and a record of times gone by. And at least in his response to me, was not as interested in it just as art.
Right.
Well, what did you think about that?
Well, first going in, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to see other than photography. I should say at this point that the three photographers are Douglas Beauchamp, Gary Tepfer, and Peter Goen, who is out of Reno. The other artist is Susan Applegate, and she has some interpretations, I guess that's what's going on, of petroglyphs with some paintings and some mosaics. First going in, I thought, this is a little different than the Jacobs Gallery normally does. I see it more as photojournalism, which is pretty much defined as text and imagery. And there is a lot of text in this explaining where the petroglyphs are. In Beauchamp's case, a lot of them are boulders. I mean, they're movable things, and they have indeed been moved. And he kind of documents where they were, where they went, and that kind of thing. So this is kind of a new take on what we usually see at the Jacobs.
I attended the artist session that they had. There must have been 50, 60 people there easily. And the focus was not on art. The focus was on archaeology or the petroglyphs themselves and the phenomenon, who made them, why they made them, native approaches. I do want to focus on art because that's what we talk about.
Right.
So let me just talk about Susan Applegate.
Sure.
She did beautiful work, very appropriate. For example, one is called Shugaputz is Listening. And Susan Applegate is fifth generation Oregonian. She's on her Century Farm and in close association with the Yonkala Indians there. And so Shugaputz is a Yonkala spirit. And she lives very close to Halo Rock, so it's very appropriate for her to be painting and thinking about the mythology and the rock art that's right there next to her own land.
Right.
And she does it with such a great sense of humor. She has on the back hillsides cell phone towers.
Yes.
So there's a rattlesnake plus a rattling cell phone tower.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things, many layers on that. And she has quite a bit of text, too, kind of explaining what she's done. Gary Tepfer, of course, well known for doing these magnificent cibachromes. And Peter Goen, very similar. He does sea prints, a little different medium. And technically, I mean, these are superior. We would expect that from these two photographs, photographers. And then Douglas Beauchamp, his are much more casually displayed. They're mounted, they're kind of just floating, much more casual, white borders, and a lot of text explaining what's going on, what we're looking at there.
It's very text-heavy, which, as an English teacher, of course, I appreciate.
Right.
Peter Goen does have a very striking piece that I loved. It was called Churchill County, 2004. It's in Nevada's Great Basin. It's also a sea print, 20 by 16, and a just beautiful, distant apricot horizon. And, you know, some of these petroglyphs can only be seen at certain times of day.
Right, with the raking light just
right. That's
right.
So it does take a great photographer.
Right.
And he has caught the circle of white rocks and the snake or anguin forms anyway in a photograph that is stunning in and of itself.
Well, and many of these petroglyphs, most of us will never see because they're remote. So it's a little peek into... These are out there, but they're kind of hidden and mysterious. So, in that regard, it was nice to to see the documentation of these things. We're talking about the show that's currently at the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene. It's called To Become Visible, Archaic Petroglyphs in Oregon Country, and it runs through March 16th. The symposium part, which is new, I think, too, for the Jacobs, that has already passed, but it was like a four-hour gathering. There were people talking about the history and, like you say, the more scientific or social aspect of these. And I'm not aware that Jacobs has ever done anything quite like that. So
I want a new form. I want to encourage everybody to use their public spaces in lots of diverse ways. So
yeah, okay.
I thought it was beautiful and interesting and intriguing.
It is. This is at the Jacobs Gallery. It goes to March 16th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.